This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I know you don't have to say a word, okay? I know you are super excited. I know you just can't wait to hear and, you know, what we're going to actually do today. I know it may be at midnight. It actually may be in the morning. It may be in the evening. It's in the evening here at ATL. You know, everybody loves the ATL. And I have the awesome opportunity of being your host. I am Dr. Renee Sunday. You know what? I was created to help others shine their light to the world. And what the light is, people always say, Dr. Sunday, what is the light? The light is your dreams, your goals, your passion, the destiny, the things that actually make you feel so good inside. Because guess what you're doing? You're impacting other people that they actually can shine their light in the world. You helping someone else take the bad things away, the things that they don't like, the things that's stopping them, that's hindering them to obtaining their purpose in life. Because guess what? We all are meant to be together. It does take the whole village, as the saying used to say. It's not a cliche. Yes, if you and your purpose, I can be in my purpose. And we can't do it without each other because we build, guess what, each other. And that's what we do here at Good Deeds. We build each other. We collaborate. We actually help people share their message to the world. We do that through radio, TV, through the publishing company side, through the nonprofit organization. You know, the things that I do whenever I go out, you know, I'm going to say the three things. It's going to be in there some kind of way, even in my ministry when I preach. It's going to be in there somewhere that you got to believe, you got to trust, and you got to walk out your destiny. No matter how you look at it, you still got to believe in yourself in corporate America. You what we have to do in life, no matter what the arena is. And we actually have a powerful, and I'm just saying power, okay? We have a powerhouse with us today, this evening or afternoon, no matter where you are. We actually have the awesome, the fabulous Tamika S. Gross with us. And guess what her brand is? Actually, Powerhouse Professionals. And we're going to find out more about it because we got to plug in to find out what she offered the people and actually we can be a part that we can help her business go forward. And guess what? Ours will go forward as well. Isn't that amazing? Yes. It's amazing. But we want to welcome none other than the awesome, the fabulous, the powerhouse herself, Ms. Tamika Gross. Are you there?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Renee Sunday.
Hey.
Hello.
I'm a little nasal. People know that I'm a little nasal going on, but I'm in the house, okay? So how you doing? We thank you so much for taking time out your busy schedule to be here with us on Good Deeds.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. I'm just so honored to just be a part of your radio show, and I just want to thank you for just sharing your platform with me. I'm so in awe.
Oh, you just amazing. When we sent your information in, I said, wait a minute. Why I'm not connected with this lady? She just, her brand speaks for herself, powerhouse. And I said, wait a minute, I need to be connected with her. And see, you know, all things work together, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
All work together. But let's get this started because I want to make sure the listening audience and myself included to get some more information about you and the awesome things you do. So tell us a little bit more about what you do and, you know, the amazing things you're doing in your life.
Well, I am a virtual assistant as well as the founder and CEO of Powerhouse Professionals. We are a virtual assistant company that provides administrative support services to entrepreneurs, executives, and other individuals who are overwhelmed with their day-to-day workflow of their business. You know, we're dedicated to providing high-level administrative support and guidance needed to keep businesses organized and running smoothly, whatever it is, from calendar management to travel arrangements, meeting schedule, social media management, just for any busy entrepreneur that's kind of overwhelmed with the administrative part of their business. So I handle that. So I'm kind of the gatekeeper and keep everything running smooth.
Let me tell y'all something. You got to have an assistant. Now, I tend to be transparent, you know, Tamika. And when I first coming from, you know, I'm an anesthesiologist as well, you know, we learn how to take care of things ourselves. I mean, honestly, in medical field, One plus one really equals, you know, two. But, you know, in this entrepreneur world, one plus one plus one can equal 100. It can equal, what, you know, so many things. And you got to have an assistant that actually knows your heart. I want you to talk about that, because the thing that fascinates me with virtual assistants, the amazing gift they have, that they can just come right on in and speak the heart of the person that they're actually working for.
Yes. So what it is, the key to being a virtual assistant is someone who is in the administrative field, but in my opinion, I feel everyone cannot be an assistant. To be a good assistant, you have to be a servant at heart. I have a servant's heart. So whatever client I'm working with or whatever business I'm working with, you know, I sit down with a client and I learn their business. I learn their needs. And I offer my recommendation and I offer the support that they need to help them succeed in their business. So I'm just I'm the oil that keeps the machine going. I'm working behind the scenes and I'm helping them shine in whatever their business may be. So what I focus on just making sure nothing falls through the cracks. I make sure their travel schedule is on point. I make sure, you know, they're attending their meetings. I also do social media management. Social media is huge in the business world. So I do social media posts for businesses. A lot of people, social media is really time-consuming. So what I do is I handle those time-consuming tasks that could, you know, easily throw you off your daily schedule. So I help in whatever way possible just to make everything run smoothly and keep the wheel rolling.
Lord, I just give you, you know, if I had some clapping hands, I'd be doing that right now. But because that social media is nothing to play
yes,
with,
it is.
Especially,
yes.
Let's just be real, if you got the right motive, if you actually trying to expand your business, your entrepreneur, I mean,
absolutely.
Because when I first started, look, I know I'm going to be very transparent. I don't think I've ever showed this. So share this. I thought just posting one time was enough. I mean, I'm saying, okay, I can go here once a day or once a week. Okay, you can't do that if you're trying to, you know, because the thing is, and I want you to speak on this, because I think a lot of people, especially business owners, we get misled maybe, or we don't know the real goal of social media as a business owner. You know, it's okay to put your link to buy something, but help us out, because, you know, I've heard for a long time the 80-20 rule. Now, I've even heard people say it's actually 90-10, that we should share value, and then through our value, people will want to work with us. They'll actually want to say, wait a minute, why is this woman so energetic? And I get that all the time. I'm not boasting. I'm just being real. People know that my energy, and they say, wait a minute, what's she doing? Let me find out what she's doing, and then I may want to have some of her products. So speak on that, because I think people miss that all the time.
Well, I believe in absolutely transparency. I think people are drawn to personal stories. So I think when you're being transparent about yourself and about your story, people are drawn into that. So you can't sell a dream. You know, the best person to sell your story is you. So when you're being transparent and you're putting your story out there, that draws people, that draws your audience. Like if you're a coach, if I'm a virtual assistant coach and I'm reaching the people who aspire to be a virtual assistant, who are assisting and they want to see how they could maybe turn it into a business. So when I speak from my personal story of being an administrative assistant, then I draw those people that wants to be an assistant as well. And I touch those entrepreneurs that's looking for assistance, because it's a gift. It's a talent. And when you basking in your gift, it's easy for you. So it's easy for me because I have a servant heart, you know, and I just really feel that God has blessed me with this, because I feel, you know, what matters to God is whether we make good use of what we've been given, whether large or small. And so I'm basking in my gift. And so I long to help people and serve people and help them grow and help them shine in their business. And I think when people see that transparency and what I'm trying to do, then that draws my audience.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. But you know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to put her on the spot, because let me tell you something. She's not really telling you the skill set she really has, because this young lady, okay, she has amazing organizational skills, because, okay, that's what a lot of problems that we have. As business owners, we don't prioritize stuff like we're supposed to. And then the organizational skills. And then the thing is, we need to represent our brand at all times. Talk about that, because
absolutely,
the thing that I see sometimes, one time one person way over here and then we way over there, and they ask me why I'm not on Facebook Live all the time. Every time I come on there, I have to have makeup. Well, yeah, I'm representing my brand. So I don't want to be with a, you know, mm-hmm, just like I got out of the bed, for example.
Well, you know, organization, that skills is very imperative, especially when being an assistant. I have always been organized, even as a little kid. I've always liked to see things in order. I like order. I like everything in order. And when things are not in order, everything is in chaos. Your life is in chaos. You overbook meetings. You kind of almost miss your flight. So being organized is very important, and what virtual assistants do, they help you stay organized. You know, when you're not organized, everything could be in a disarray. So with a virtual assistant, with any assistant, you know, they help keep the entrepreneur or the executive or whoever the person is, they help keep them on track. They help them keep them organized. They help with files, with time management. You know, time management is huge, because a lot of people overbook themselves and not really allocating the correct amount of time that they need to do a business meeting or to have a lunch with someone or allocate enough time to travel to the next meeting. So a virtual assistant helps keep you organized. That's a very strong piece that a lot of people miss. And when you are unorganized, that makes your business look bad. it makes you look bad as a business owner. Yeah. So you definitely have to be organized. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So organization is a skill
that's
key.
People need to hear that. Mm-hmm. So wow.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's dive
yes.
a little deeper, because we want people to contact you and get your awesome services and the things that you have birthed. Let's go a little deeper into the powerhouse professional. Tell us a little bit how you know, because I know what happened. You saw something and you say, okay, I need to provide this need. But talk a little bit about how you birthed that, and then tell us of the actual services. You know, I know we talk kind of surface, but, you know, with
mm-hmm.
the social media. But if we need you right now, what we need to already have in place that we can actually just, you know, say, okay, we need the link to your PayPal or whatever merchant account you have.
Well, Powerhouse Professionals came about. I have over 15 years in the administrative field. So I've always had an administrative position, administrative assistant position, from administrative assistant to the director or executive assistant to the CEO. So I always held significant roles with key organizations in the administrative capacity. Powerhouse Professionals came about when I had relocated with my employer to D.C., and I was the executive assistant to the CEO. And after a year, you know, the organization took a big hit and had financial difficulties, and they laid off half the organization. So out of the 22 people that relocated with the organization, 20 of those people was laid off. So I was kind of stuck in D.C. trying to figure out what I was going to do. So I love being an assistant. I love that assistant role so much. So I moved back to Chicago, and I just kind of started researching virtual assistant, because it's something that I really love to do, and I wanted to see how can I turn that into a business. And at first I was thinking that it wasn't a market for it, but actually it's a huge market for it. So I just kind of started doing my due diligence, and I invested in myself, and I hired a virtual assistant coach to help me with my daily operation. So I invested in myself and to, you know, look into it further. And Powerhouse Professionals came from, because Powerhouse, when you're executive, you want a powerhouse, you want the best. So I, you know, it just made good sense to call myself Powerhouse, and then God kind of dropped it into me with Powerhouse Professionals. And so, because I want to provide the best services that I can, you know, I'm very passionate about serving others. I'm very passionate about that. That's my passion. I love doing it. I absolutely love what I do. I always say the key to enjoying your life is to do what you love, and I love what I do. You know, find something that you love to do and do it so well that you get paid for it. So the main service that I offer is to entrepreneurs is I do calendar management. I do travel arrangements. We offer we schedule meetings, so we keep your calendar. We schedule all your meetings. We do social media management, email management. If you're overloaded with your email management, we will do your email, keep your emails for you. We do inquiries. So we also pitch. We do pitching for maybe professional speakers that want to be pitched to speak at a conference. So we do pitching as well. I do on-site assistance. So if a professional speaker gets booked to speak at a conference, so I will assist that professional speaker. I will be on-site assistance. I will do registration and provide any assistance that that speaker may need for that day. I also do data entry. I do basic bookkeeping, event planning. If you want to plan a conference or a workshop or executive getaway, I also do planning for work for events like that as well. And I also do project management. If you have a major project that you need someone to be the overseer for, I do that as well.
You know what's in my spirit, and I don't mean this, you know, we usually use it when it comes to another arena, but really and truly, ladies and gentlemen, as a business owner, you got one stop. With this, Tamika, that one-stop shop. I mean, you can take care of the whole gamut of our business. Because what I find out, okay, I'm being real transparent with this nasal congestion got me going, ain't it? What I have found out, especially, and I'm going to just be real. I know people that's a minister that listen may not care for what I'm about to say. But especially now since I'm in ministry, and that, you know, that's been, you know, for a while now. I have to really delegate stuff and delegate it well. Okay, that's to keep them two words in mind, because when people want counseling, especially on a spiritual level or grief, because I do grief counseling as well, that's one-on-one. And I can't stop. I hope to God nobody else do this. Stop a meeting, stop a coaching session, stop a counseling session, and answer a call. So I had to learn right away to stay professional, stay on my A game, if you will, is that I need to delegate and delegate well. And this is what we getting top notch right here. This young lady, I mean, she know what she talking about. Because she, wait a minute, you even said, she said she going to take care if you want to be in a speaking event. And all of us need to speak. And what you want to speak to, you want to speak to Sam. So she going to take care of teaching you. Now, of course, you're going to make sure you got all your, you know, you can't come up the head step. You got to get a website or something, okay? But you're going to take care of all that stuff. And I appreciate that because I know a lot of people, you know, because you may be a startup, you may be in the middle or even a well-established business. We still need your gift that you have that you can take care. Because, look, okay, I'm going to say something else that I've noticed. When a PR person, for example, or a virtual assistant contact Good Deeds, now I'm going to put it way out there now. I'm telling you, it's handled very, very professional. I'm telling you, within whatever time frame they told us, we're going to have all the documents we need, and it's going to be top-notch. So I'm just telling you, business owner, people that, even in the ministry, it's great to have a virtual assistant to take care of the things that you need. Am I right? I'm talking good stuff, I believe. Yeah. Right now, Tamika?
Absolutely. Absolutely, I agree. You know, a virtual assistant is, we're working behind the scenes to make the person in front shine. So we're taking all the everything that's all the time-consuming tasks and all the mind-puzzling tasks that, you know, that sometimes be baffled with what paperwork needs to go to who and what. We're handling that. We're taking that stress off of that individual. But the key thing to being a virtual assistant is you have to be able to delegate tasks. You handle what entrepreneurs fail to realize and business owners fail to realize is that you have to delegate tasks. You have to have – it's a trust relationship. It's a relationship that you have to trust your assistant, because once you trust your assistant, you trust that your assistant is going to do right by you and make you look good. So you have to have a relationship with your assistant. It's a trust issue.
Yeah, you said that. That's very important. And you know, let me ask you this, because this just came to me. This one of the scheduled questions. But when you take on a client, I mean, I know you have to do your due diligence to make sure they're going to actually, if they saying they're associated with you, that they do, you know, represent you well. So vice versa, you don't want to represent each other well. What type of clients are you, you know, if you are taking clients right now, what type of clients are you looking for at this point, you know, in your, you know, where you at right now? Because, you know, sometimes you certain people may be a fit and may not be. I mean, let's just be real.
Okay, well, first, well, my client, number one, you have to have the budget for a virtual assistant. Everyone doesn't have the budget. So maybe if you're a startup, you may have a small budget, and a virtual assistant can help you with some tasks, but you have to have the budget for it. My target audience is professional speakers, professional coaches, executives. Executives of companies, sometimes they outsource the administrative staff. So executives of companies, most alone, any kind of basically professional speakers, coaches, and executives. That's my key target audience. For smaller businesses, I still work with smaller businesses, but they don't require a lot because they kind of just getting started. So basically my target audience are people who have been at least in their business 5 or more years.
Now, I want to ask this question because, you know, everybody, as we said a little bit earlier, you know, you really need to be able to speak about your brand. If nobody else can, the CEO needs to do that and get out there and have that media exposure. You know, that's what I tell my clients with media coaching, that they come, But if we actually, you know, this can be kind of a vague question. If we are a speaker and we're going to say we in the middle of the road, if you will, are we able, or are you think it's a good advice for us to speak once a month, or should? What's your opinion on that? Especially if we start now, maybe a difference, of course, than someone that's kind of well established or somebody that actually is very seasoned. I know it's like three different types of speakers you can be.
Yeah.
Well, what's your opinion on that? Because sometimes we come in and we be trying to think you're gonna have us speaking every month. And we may be just starting, and we may need to get some credibility behind our name. Kind of speak on that, because that's very important, I think.
Yeah, it's definitely very important. When you're just starting off as speaking, you have to get yourself out there. And one of the best ways and cost-efficient way of getting yourself out there is social media. So if you put yourself out there as a speaker through social media, and, you know, they have Facebook Live now, so you could do Facebook Live, so that kind of gets your name out there. Also, they have speaker bureaus that you could be a part of that actually help you get speaking gigs. I'm not sure if they really pitch you for conferences or whatever, but when you join a speaker association, they will help you get speaking gigs as well as pitching you for them. I think they pitch you for them, but
I can actually speak a little bit on that if you want. I'm in a couple of them. It's kind of different. They are different. Some of them, you already have your media sheet, one sheet, and they just pitch you. And then others, actually, you got to do a scenario for the event planner to kind of check it out. So you're absolutely right. All of them can be kind of different. You just got to make sure you know what you're sending people, okay?
Yeah, you have to, as long as you know what you want to speak about. They have different speaking groups that kind of target your audience, because everyone's audience is different. So you just definitely have to know your target audience. But I suggest, if you're just getting started, to use social media. Social media is huge, and that's the best way to get out there. Because a lot of times when you're just starting, you really don't have money allocated for that, especially if you're still working a 9-to-5. So use social media to your advantage. You could do ads through Facebook to kind of advertise your speaking talent. So there's a lot of ways that you could use social media to your advantage if you're trying to get out there to be known as a professional speaker.
Ooh, yeah, you absolutely right. And you just said something because everybody's all excited about the Facebook ads, the Twitter ads. They even got YouTube ads. Is that something that your company does as well?
Yes, yes, absolutely. We will set up a Facebook campaign for you, and we actually monitor them. So we do, with social media, we do customer engagement. So when someone wants to inquire about your business or, you know, a lot of people make comments under your post, and we will engage you. So you don't have to worry about engaging with your client base. So we make sure that all your customer questions get answered, and we just monitor that Facebook ad, period. So any customer or social media platform engagement, we will do that as well. That's why it's very imperative that we learn the brand. Mm-hmm.
You're right. Amen. I'm kind of laughing because people contact us all the time. Oh, I want media exposure. But wait a minute. We got to see what the brand is. So that's why that what you're saying is very important, knowing your brand. Mm-hmm. Golly.
Yeah, and one thing about social media, you have to be consistent. So you can't advertise yourself as being a professional speaker. You can't advertise your business one day and don't advertise it another day. Consistency is key. So one thing that a virtual assistant does, we're consistent. We stay consistent with your client base. You have to keep your face out there because there's so many people advertising their businesses. There's so many brands that people can choose from. So it's very important that you keep your brand up front, and you have to be consistent with getting your brand out there.
Yeah. People ask me, how do you post stuff almost every hour, or every 2 hours? I'm like, it's consistent, being consistent. I always say this, Amika, you got to have the compassion and the love for people. You got to be consistent. You got to be authentic. That's what I tell you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes, because that's what draws people. That's what, and you have to interact. So just even if you do a Facebook. So if you do a Facebook post for your business, and you have people inquiring about your business, and you're not responding, that's a turnoff. So you have to engage with your clients. You have to engage with your potential clients, and that's what we do. That's what we do at Powerhouse Professional. We engage with your clients when you're not able to. So we're the other go-to person when you're busy producing profit business making products for your business. So what we do is we keep the ball rolling. We stay engaged with your clients when you're too busy to do it.
That's all right. That as they said, that let the church say amen. Now, you said it on that. You know, time goes by so quickly here on Good Deeds. And you know what I want to do now, if you have any last-minute thoughts that are something that we, for sure we didn't, get, we need to get that out. And also tell us how we can actually contact you for your products and services. And then also, as we're talking about social media, how we can actually support you on social media as well.
Okay, so I can be reached on social media or Facebook. You could go to Powerhouse Professionals. I have a Powerhouse Professionals page where on that page is listed all my services and pricing as well. So you could just send me a message through Facebook on my Powerhouse Professionals page. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at Tamika S. Gross, and you can also contact me on Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram at Tamika at Scross. You can also send me an email for inquiries at Tamika@phprofessionals.com. And Tamika is spelled TOMEKA@phprofessionals.com.
Well, you did. I just truly enjoyed. I know I did enjoy it to you, but we thank you so much first for being in your purpose, and we thank you so much for taking time out and being here with us on Good Deeds.
Thank you so much, Dr. Renee Sunday. I really appreciate you giving me this opportunity to share my gift and my passion, and thank you for helping me introduce Powerhouse Professionals to the world.
Amen, amen. And you know, if anything you need here for us here at Good Deeds, you need us to assist you in anything, please don't hesitate to let us know. All them speakers you're getting out, we'll interview them. I'm just kidding. But anything, seriously, in all seriousness, that was a little joke. That's not, I guess this my nasal medicine making me say it. But really and truly, I am a giver. And in people, if you need any assistance or anything, don't hesitate to let us know.
Okay, will do. Thank you so much, Dr. Renee Sunday.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetheart. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I just love Virtual Sister. I just love her message. And you know what I really like? She really likes what she's doing. You can tell by the passion in her voice. And that's what you need to go to, is people that actually have the passion and drive and they love what they do. Okay? You know, we love doing that here in Good Deeds, connecting you with people that actually can help you move forward in your destiny. You know, if you want anything from us in regards to advertising, sponsorship, if you want to know more about our speaking platforms, the events that's coming up, and also about the publishing company, the TV show side, this is all the things that we have been entrusted to do. Please go to our website, which is www.renee, which is R-E-N-E-E, Sunday, S-U-N-D-A-Y. Please remember, you do have a calling. You do have a reason, one, you were born, and you have a reason you're here right now. The three things you always got to do, and I know you're going to say it with me, you got to believe, you got to trust, and you got to walk it out. You have to, don't stop, get it, get it. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.